Okay, moving on to Sifyut Aleph over here in Simakufna Gimel Sifyut Aleph. We're on page 76, moving through these halachas of selling a shul. We discussed earlier on that, we've discussed a couple of times about selling a Beit Knesset, that you're allowed to sell a Beit Knesset of Kfarim if you are going to take the money and be morid the Kedusha. Okay, if you're going to raise up the Kedusha, that's going to be fine. To be mal in the Kedusha is going to be mutter. To be mori, the Kedusha is going to be aster. So the lach over here in Sifyut Aleph tells us the same thing. If the people of the shul want to give over the shul as a gift, they can also give the shul over as a gift because they also are going to get enough from it. It's just like selling the shul. Beit Knesset al Levenim. The Eitzim in Beit Knesset Yashan Shesatra. A Beit Knesset, or the bricks in the tree, the wood that from the Beit Knesset, the old Beit Knesset that they tore down, Yecholim Mitain B'Matana. The people of the shul are allowed to give it as a gift. The Elav to Havi Lo Hana Minei Lo Havi Yavi Leif. If they did not get enough from it, they would never have given it. So Hadar Havi Leik Kamecher. Therefore, since they're getting enough from it, so they're trading this for Hana. That is simply a sale. Sometimes the Hana is money. Sometimes the Hana is that they owe you a favor, whatever it might be. Therefore, a matana sometimes of the din in halacha, just like a mecher, just like they're allowed to sell the Beit Knesset if it's shel kfarim once again, al the pi the tnai that we said before, they can also give it as a gift. Also, they can give it as a gift. Obviously, it's not talking about giving it over to another shul or another congregation. That's pashut that it's going to be mutter. They're going to use it, the same kedusha. Then obviously that would be mutter. The kiddush over here is even if they decide, the kal decides to give it over as to use, I don't know, as a youth group facility, whatever it might be, then it's going to be mutter once again. Obviously, to be morid it al dal bp, the dal thing we saw yesterday, that would be only if that is al pi the tanaim over there. V'chein yichoyim lachlifim ba'acherim, they could also trade it. V'hein yotzin lechulin, and then this will go yotzi the lechulin, and we puck of the kedusha. The kedusha will be on the thing that they traded this building for another building. However, that's all by a gift, or you've traded it, and then therefore it's not in the person's rishus anymore. However, once it's going to be in his rishus, it's going to still be in the rishus of the original people, it's going to be usher to trade to give it to someone else to use for other purposes. Aval usher lemashkanan, you can't give it as a mashkon, olahaskirin, or to rent out the shul to people that are going to use it for other purposes, olahashilin, or let them borrow it. Even if it's going to be Alpi Zayin Tuvi Yersha, Daini Sharim B'Kedusha Son, because still Nishar B'Kedusha Son. If the Zayin Tuvi Yersha decide to give it away, they could give it away, and it's going to be Puk of the Kedusha. But so long it's still in the Rishus, it's going to Kesei, and their Kedusha, it's going to be us. Sheinkan Dabar Achash Shetacha Kedusha Salav. You have to transfer the Kedusha onto something else. When you sell it, it goes on to the money. When you trade it for another shul, it goes on to the other shul. Whatever it might be, but it's over here, if it's got nothing for the Chalosa, the Kedusha to go to, then it is going to be us. The Ramah, though, points out, as we said before, that's only if you're going to use it to be Mori the Kedusha. But let's say you lend out your Sefer Torah to a base Avil, okay? Or you lend out your Sefer Torah to another shul because they don't have another Sefer Torah. That's Pashit, that's going to be Mutter. That's what the Ramah says. V'dafka b'derech shemori the Kedusha son. It's only when they are being Mori the Kedusha. Avo Mutter la hashel afil Sefer Torah li cross spots. Mutter to lend out a Sefer Torah in order that they could read it in public. Afil mishal rabin liyachid, even if it's going to be used only by a yachid to read, it's still going to be mutter, even Mishal Rabim Liyachid, that's going to be mutter. So that is over here, Sif Yud Aleph. Moving on to Sif Yud Bet. Mishiesh lo tnaim akal. Someone has a specific tnai, it's a known thing in this community, that what? Shalo yuchal livna beit knesset ki im hu v'zaro. That there's a person, a specific gevir, that he has the rights to build the shul in the community. Okay, he has those rights, everyone knows, if you want to build a shul, you have to go to this gevir. Him or his offspring, he's not allowed to sell this chus to someone else. Obviously, if Mitrashel, he's not doing his job, so then someone else will have to take it over. But so long as he's doing his job, he's not allowed to sell this chus to him, because it's not only belong to him, it belongs to all of his offsprings in the future. Let's move on to Sif Yud Gimel. Says the Mechaber over here in Yud Gimel. I'm sorry, I forgot one thing back in Yud Aleph. There's an important Ber Heitiv over here. The Ber Heitiv writes over here. Look inside, see Kotten Kavalef. He says, Katov Masis Binyamin. The Masis Binyamin says the following. Dim Banu Basic Anesis Chadash. If you build a new shul, Visatroi Shon, and then you go ahead and destroy the old bricks. You destroy the Api Shivet Tuvier of Maman Ancheir, and you do it with the Shivet Tuvier of Maman Ancheir. Paka Kedusha Miyashana. The Kedusha leaves the old shul, the Chala Chadash, and it goes on to the new shul. V'rashay l'shanas ha'yishanel chol ma'ash yirtzu, and then you would have to be able to change the old ones after your pukka, the kudush, and the kudusha from the old stones went out to the noon stones. Then the old stones become chol now, and you could use those stones for whatever you want. This, I believe, is the makor what Marina Rabbeinu Rav Nevinzal told us in terms of what they did with the churva. Okay, when they knocked down some of the bricks, they didn't knock down everything. Whatever they did, and they transferred it, the kedusha transfers from the old bricks onto the new bricks. The same thing when they destroy any other shul. This is the makor over here brought down over here in the Be'er Hakdav, B'shem, the Masis Binyan. Now let's move back to Sif Yud Gimel. Gavu Maus L'Binyamei Knesset. They went and collected money for a shul. Ubalahem Dvar Mitzvah, but what came about was a Dvar Mitzvah that they had to use the money, perhaps, for this Dvar Mitzvah. Motzin Bahamos, you could take out the money that they collected for the shul and use it for a Dvar Mitzvah. That's what the Mechaber says over here, and the Mishnah Berurah jumps all over. The Mishnah Berurah over here in Sifkot Nayin Zayin says, V'afa gav dila el b'sif hey pasuk b'gavu maos. Before we saw in Sif Hey, the same thing over there, it says if you collect money for a shul, what was the halacha pasuk b'gavu maos to aim a shine el b'kdush l'chamura. Over there in Sif Hey we saw, if you have a collection for a specific kedusha, you're not then go ahead and take the money for something else. You have to use that money for that kedusha or for a greater kedusha. So it's just for a dvar mitzvah over here. Why is it going to be mutter to take out this money and use it for a dvar mitzvah? That's the Mishnah Berurah's question, and he brings down a machlokas between the Magen Avram and the Taz and how to answer. Answers first, b'shem the Magen Avram. Halchem Ma'iri al dei shuvah tuvayir. We bring in our friends of shuvah tuvayir again. Over there, remember earlier on in the Simon, we're not talking about Shivik Tuvi over here. We're talking about Stan. The people get together and they want to sell the shul, or they want to collect money for a shul, or anything like that. Over there, they cannot mishan it anything for except for greater kedusha. Over here, once we infuse this heter of Shivik Tuvi here, the Mabin Ancheir, just like they're allowed to sell the Beit Knesset, and it's going to lose the kedusha. They're allowed to use the money for whatever they want. So to over here, when they collect the money, they could really go ahead and use the money for whatever they want, according to the Magen Avraham. That's the Pshan, the Magen Avraham over here. Halchamayra, they shivet over here, Vavin Achir, Deshari Lahotzi Amos, Af Lekadusha Chala, Af Lechulin, Okanisa Besif Zayin. That's the Teretz of the Magen Avraham, what's it talking about over here? The Taz says no. The Taz Mokila Ashalo, Al Yidei Zivit Shevet over here, he wants to say he would agree with the Magen Avraham's Teretz, but he say he can even say it's not talking about Shivet over here, Vavin Achir. So why would it be mutter to go ahead and use the money for something else that was collected for? Eldomayi Deshkili Amos, Derech Halva. They're just taking it temporarily to use this money. There's a Dvar Mitzvah that the congregation needs, and they need the money for it right now. Okay, they need the money for it right now. Let's say there's no Lulav and Esrog in the city. Okay, they need to use the money to buy Lulav and Esrog. They could take the money to buy Lulav and Esrog for the city. However, what's going to be, it's just a halva. They're going to have to return the money afterwards to go ahead and build the base Knesset. So those are the two explanations over here on how to understand our din over here in Yud Gimel. Then he goes on, it's like this. Konu avanim v'koros. If they bought wood and beams and bricks and things like that for the building of the basement. Lo yim karu l'dvar mitzvah. So now, once they bought something for the dvar mitzvah, they should not sell them and use it for a dvar mitzvah, because that is going to be morid and in kedusha. Okay, the Mishnah Berurah points out over here once again. Afal pi shal pi adin mutra al pi zayin tuvir b'manachar afil otzi l'chun. Even though it was done al pi shivei tuvir b'manachar, really mikra adin, it's going to be mutter. Okay, nevertheless, better not to do it. Better to go off and collect money from the tzibur. So lo yinkul dvar mitzvah elu l'pidyon shvuyim. But it's for pidyon shvuyim, that for sure you go ahead and do. Afal pishe viu avanim v'gdorim v'takaros upsulim. Even though they're already measuring the bricks, and they're cutting the bricks, and they're already putting it down to size for the building of the Beit Knesset. Upsulim v'tkinu l'akol l'pidyon Beit Knesset. And they already prepared all to build the Beit Knesset. Mochurin akol l'pidyon shvuyim bilvat. You could sell it all for pidyon shvuyim bilvat. Meaning over here, it's l'chatchilim. Yeah, we saw if it's al pi shivet tuvayir, you're allowed to do it for any mitzvah. But over here, the chiddush is if it's for pinyon shvuyim, don't even make a cheshbon. Go ahead and use it for pinyon shvuyim. Aval im banu v'gomro. But if you go ahead and actually build the shul, they finish the shul. The shul's already put together. Lo yimkaru beit knesset el yibul l'pinyon min hatzibur. Then you should not sell the shul and use it for pinyon shvuyim. You should go ahead collecting from the tzibur for the pinyon shvuyim. Once again, the Mishnah Berurah points out over here, Sif Katan Pei, this is not Mikra to Mikra to Din, it's even Mutter to sell the shul for Pidyon Shvuyim. You don't have to do anything for Pidyon Shvuyim. So really, you could go ahead and sell the shul in this case. Peiru, says the Mishnah Berurah, Ein Roi Lanchiar Lasos Kain. It's not proper to go ahead and sell the shul for the Binyan Beit Knesset, but Ein Achanami, if they, that's the only money that they have in the Tzibur, they would do this Al Pi Adin, they would do this. If they have another Gevir, they go to ahead and collect the money from the rest of the congregation for Pidyon Shvuyim, that they should do for sure over here and not take the money from selling the shul. Moving on to the last halacha of today, halacha Yedalad. This is a very interesting halacha. Okay, this tells us what happens when someone donates something specific. Okay, it's very, very not posh. It might not be exactly how we thought it would be. Reuven, you have Gevir. Okay, Ira, Reuven, whatever his name might be, is a Gevir, and he donates something to so Reuven Shamar Karkazu Anino Tainliv Donal Abbey Knesset. He has got a lot of acres of property, and he specifically says this acre of property, this is set aside for a big shul. Okay, I am giving this to the Tzibor, this piece of land, to build a shul. Okay, that's what he says. Zanino Tainliv Donal Abbey Knesset. He's going to build a shul. The low ruts, what happens is the Goyim come, or wherever the government comes and says, no, this I can't give you building rights on. You're not allowed to build a shul over here. This is only a residential neighborhood. You can't just build whatever you want over here. And the government does not allow them, whether it's because they hate Jews or whatever the reason might be, the government does not give permission to build a shul on this piece of property. Okay, so that's the case. The Goyim would not want them building a shul on this property. They dafka just didn't want a shul. It can't be a house of prayer. But to build a base medrash, that they would allow. And therefore, the Kal wants, instead of using the property to build a shul, they're saying, we're going to build a base medrash. What's going to be the din? So over here, it sounds like over here, it's dafka base. Da na dafka base medrash, as the Mishnah Berurah brings down over here. They decide they want to do whatever they want with it. Base medrash is greater kedusha. But even if they wanted to use the selling for less kedusha, says the Mechaber over here, Reuven Amar, Daita Achilo Nadri. Reuven Iris says, I did not want to give it for these purposes. I wanted to give a shul. I didn't want to build a mikvah or a base medrash or a youth center, whatever it might be. I did not give this property for this. Says the Mechaber over here, Lomatzi Reuven Hoderbe. Reuven is not allowed to go back on his word. Once he says this is gives his property, that's like a nether. That's like a nether. Oh, the post came over here say it's a nether batal. So he would give a nether a thing that's going to be a Beit Knesset. Okay, they can't build a Beit Knesset over here. So the post can point out over here that it's not true because maybe today they don't give permission. So they could say, okay, we'll leave it over here forever until we can build a shul. Okay, so therefore it's not really a nether batal because maybe one day it would come true. So we say the nether is a good nether. And once the nether is a good nether, it really belongs to the Tzibor right now. And they have the right to do really whatever they want with it. Elaim Kain, as the Mishnah Berurah points out over here, in Sifkatan Peibes, the Mishnah Berurah points out in Sifkatan Peibes, he says over here, if the Gvir makes a Tanai Kofel, if he says, I'm donating this for a Beit Knesset, and if you don't build a Beit Knesset, it's going to come back to me. Okay, then it's not yours. That he's allowed to do. If he does it in Bezal Lashon, then the Gvir has the right to do that, and they're not allowed to use it except for a Beit Knesset. And if they don't build a Beit Knesset for whatever reason, because the Goyim don't permit them, or whatever it might be, it's going to go back to the Gvir. But if he does not make a Tznai Kofel, and he just says, this is for a shul, this piece of land is for a shul, that's a neder, and it's not going to go back to them, they don't build a Beit Knesset, and they're allowed to do whatever they want them to do. Lomatzi Reuven Haderbe, he cannot go back in his word. Vim Reuven lo hayadar sham hayu yocholim l'shanosa. Okay, if the Reuven did not live there, hayu yocholim l'shanosa, they could do whatever they want, and he is not going to have a say in it. They could build a base medrash, they could build whatever they want to, since he does not live in the city, he doesn't even have a say in the city matters. Okay, vim hu bnei ota ir. But if Reuven lives in that city, so he is one of Anshei Ha'ir, Mamad Anshei Ha'ir, he has now a right he could protest against. Using it for himself, just like anyone else can protest. Einam Rishayim Lishanosa. In this case, since he has a big say in the matter, they're not allowed to change it for the other thing. They can leave it there. It's not going to go back to him, but he could make them not build a base medrash on that property. Okay? Imu omed v'tzoveach, if he's standing up and screaming, elin kein yesham chever ear. However, if you have a chever ear, the koman d'asya daitali de'ediasi, if it was clear when he gave over this karka to this sibor that there was someone clearly in charge, there was a chever ear, there was a legislation, whatever it might be, there was people who were officially in charge and it was clear it went to those people and they make the decisions, even if he is standing up and screaming, I don't want a base magic, I don't want something else, they do not allow this, then they don't have to listen to him at all, and therefore it's going to be mutter for them to build whatever they want. And says the Ramah over here, v'zayin tuvi ir, dinam kechaver ir. And the zayin tuvi over here would act like the chaver ir over here, and therefore halach l'maisa, what would come out over here, is if there's a zayin tuvi ir, which means there's a board of this Beit Knesset supposed to go to, or the yeshiva that they want to build, they are going to be able to make the achlata, even if the gevira is standing up and saying, I don't care what you say, I don't want you to build this thing, they don't have to listen to him, and they can build it. They might never get another donation. That might be very true. That's his decision. But he is there. They are allowed to do what they want. So now we have to realize this is all talking about before the tzibor uses it. This is only hazmana. It's just a neder to do something like this. Once they, let's say a gevira donates something, and they use it for that purpose, at that point, they're not allowed to go back. He has like a chazaka over that mitzvah. He donates an Aron Kodesh. He donates a bima, or he donates a Sefer Torah, and they started. You used it one time. At that point, he's not allowed to go back, as the Piskei Tshuvas brings on over here. At that point, let's say they want to sell it or do something else before it wears out. If it's something that he gives over, and it's known thing, after 10 years, it wears down. It makes sense. He knew when he donated, at some point it's going to wear out, and they have to buy a new one. So that's going to be, but let's say 2 years into it, it still looks very new, but they want, for whatever reason, they want to change the bima or change the Aron Kodesh. It still has to be al shmo. Okay, the Minchas Yitzchak, according to the Pesach Yeshua, says you don't have to put his name on it necessarily, but they have to put the name somewhere in the building that says that so-and-so donated the Aron Kodesh, so-and-so donated the bima. These halachas are very complicated over here, but you should note, it's really not so posh. When someone donates something that he has really much to say, and once he gives it over to a Beit Knesset, and they really have the bailus over to decide what they are going to do over it. Right? Similar, Shiloh, recently someone said there was a big flood or a fire in a shul, okay, and it destroyed a lot of the things, and therefore they had to buy new stuff. And he knew his great-grandfather had donated, or his grandfather had donated the beam over there, and they wanted to change it, and he wanted to know, does his father still, grandfather still have the rights to this bima? A lot of similar shalits to this that would happen in Torah Beit Knesset are very common. They have to be discussed with the Rav. But based on this over here, we see if they have not used it yet, really, and you donate money for a specific word, it sounds like the Zayit Tuvi Ir, unless he makes a Tanai Kafel, could do it whatever they want with it really in the end of the day. Well, that's a smart business move. I don't think that's such a smart business move for them if they ever want to see any more money from this gevir. But they are allowed to do whatever they want. Once they've started using that mitzvah, that really belongs to them. It could be a fire or something that is different because it's not their fire. It was an ones, and they donated it for that period of time. And it could be then they could take the money from someone else. It has to be discussed with the Rav. Ad Kan for today when people are donating things. Hold.